Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hey everyone, this is Daytime After Dark with a special addition to Saving Dallas, and my host and my boyfriend is here with me.
Hola, amigos. Party Will here. How's everybody doing tonight? Thanks for joining us in Saving Dallas campaign tonight. And tonight's broadcast is dedicated to Dallas and its fans. Tonight we get to discuss new ideas and any results going on with the campaign. And you get to share your special moments that you have of Dallas. For me, I grew up watching Dallas with my grandmother, so that's, you know, personal for me that always enjoy Dallas, you know, and it's a shame that we found out that it was canceled from TNT, but we're not giving up just yet.
No, and I mean, I agree. It's been up for me, too. Every Friday night with my grandfather was Dallas night, and we always pop popcorn and watch it, and, you know, it was so good, and this new Dallas is amazing, too, and I think TNT is being stupid by now, and yeah, if they are complaining about ratings being down, then put it on another day. I mean, you could totally put it on another day in time. I mean, it was on Wednesdays before. I don't get why, you know, they put on Mondays. Everything is on Monday. That was their mistake. It's not the fan mistake. It's their mistake.
Exactly. There's too many competing shows on a Monday night. And then you've got, like, what was it, Football Night, and now you have Big Bang Theory, and then you have Gotham, CW, Fox's number one hit. It's too many competition. I mean, you know, of course we love Dallas, but you got to be logical here.
Yeah, and, you know, is this, you know, I can see why the fans are mad, and I really want to thank Kelly and Michael this morning for talking about on their air. You know, it was just, you know, I hope other news people stop bringing it up because, you know, it needs to be brought up. This whole thing really needs to be brought up, how long it is. And so, yeah, I mean, what do you think we should do, babe? How do you think we should get it back? Because with so many sicknesses going on it, you know, you would think TNT would open their eyes like they just made a big mistake.
Yeah, I want to put a special shout out for the Dallas 1978-2013, the official Facebook fan club. They're awesome, and I'm, you know, honored to be a member of it. Carly is also. And
yep.
They've got some really great ideas, so if you're looking to join the campaign and participate, check them out on Facebook. They're an awesome group. And I've been putting out petitions on my blog, partywolvesblog.tumblr.com, and, you know, just take it from there.
Yeah, and, you know, you guys, this isn't fall from over. We are not just going to give up. No, I mean, this is wrong. You know, if Larry Hagman was alive, he would be fighting mad. He would be angry. I'm sure he's rolling over in his grave right now, but, you know, he wanted it to go on, regardless if he was here or not. He wanted it to, you know, go on. So, you know, I think they, you know, made a big mistake with, you know, counseling him way too early.
Well, I thought that the way they killed off Christopher was a little too predictable.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, you know, I had rumors that the actor was going to leave the show, but still, technically, to kill him off like that, that's kind of cheesy.
Yep, and, you know, it's like, they, you know, it's like they made the decision like 2 or 3 days after the finale. It wasn't like they waited on it. They just did it so quickly, without getting people's input before they did, but I thought, you know, it was stupid.
And also, I don't agree with the ratings because I know a lot of people watch this show.
Yep, I agree. I mean, yeah, if they could watch them,
I think there's more to it.
Yep, and if they could watch it the very moment it was on, TNT has so many you know, time that the kibbutzes. So, you know, I don't get it. I really don't get why they do it. I want to know the real reason. So, if anyone from...
We're going to take some time, and we're going to take some callers, so you guys call in and tell us what you're doing to join in on the campaign to save Dallas. And also share some special memories. This is your chance. So you can call in, chat on the chat room, whatever you decide to do. We're ready, and we're ready to listen.
Yep. We are ready. We are here. Yeah. So,
I know that on my blog, I posted for you all the number to notify Warner Brothers and let them know that you're interested in putting Dallas, you know, with them helping, and, you know, maybe we can get something going with that.
Yeah, and when you call, be very calm. I know a lot of people are angry, but just be really calm with them. And I left them a message today, too. And, you know, I won't be surprised if their voicemail will get full, because Warner Brothers needs to step in and do something. So, yeah, and the number to call in is 347-850-8721. So, and anyone in the chat room want to say you special memories? So, keep typing, and... So, what do you
decide? You never
decide?
Don't. CBS always cares, so keep pushing, and maybe CBS might, you know, pick it up, or Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, and on the data thing, they just passed 6,000 signatures, so that's good. You know, they want to get at least 10,000, you know. And so that's the save it, so, you know, why we can. And I know we will be able to save it, so this is a show everyone wants to save. This is, you know, a show that's been on for so long, and it's family traditions, and so why would you want to take off a show that has brought back so many happy memories for people?
Why don't you share some of your special memories of Dallas with us?
Oh, I mean, I love JR, to be honest. JR was one of my favorite people on the show, even though, yeah, he did things that maybe he shouldn't have done. But, you know, he was great. And, you know, yeah, people could say having Larry Hagman, you know, passed away was not helping, but I disagree with that. The ratings would go with or without Larry Hagman there. So, you know, I just think, you know, the year they did host saw JR, and back then we did not have, you know, VCRs or TiVos or whatever, and you had to watch the live, and you had to wait all summer to wait to who saw Dale, and it was like the longest summer of my life, waiting and waiting and waiting. You know, what was your memories of Dallas?
I liked a lot. I liked when Bobby was with Jenna. That was really cool. You remember when
yeah.
they were together on the farm? And yeah, that was a good. I like their coupling. They were a good couple.
And I also like, you know, when everyone thought Bobby was dead, and the whole year later, you know, we found out, Bobby was alive. That was amazing.
Yeah, I like the mystery about when Pam disappeared and supposedly had, like, face surgery or something. I don't know. I wasn't much of a Pam fan, but that story was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Pam's storyline was always interesting. But, you know, and again, people, I would have loved, we need a fight for it because I still want to see how they would get Bobby and Sue Ellen together, because I've always said that would be a good dynamic to get together, and I just want to see how they would play out.
Well, I got to say that the actor that plays John Ross is doing a really good job.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. And I like Anne. She's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I wish they would, you know, this season was really good, everyone. So, and then bringing back Cliff Bones and everything, you know, it was just really good. It was really, really good.
And then with them calling off Christopher, I'm curious now, where would they go with that?
Exactly. They could say that he wasn't really dead, and they could bring in a new actor. I mean, they could always do that. They could have done that, and, you know, it's sad that, you know, we are not seeing all of it, and, you know, I cannot, you know, I mean, this show is worth saving, so people get on the ball.
We got anybody going on in the chat rooms?
Nope, Salbum is dead. There are people that just are listening, but didn't put their name down. People in the Salbum, if you want to talk, sign in. It takes 5 minutes to sign in your name, and then you can say whatever you want on air. We'll be nice. And you can be, part of our conversation. So, now, did we pick a bad night to have this on, babe?
What? What did you say?
Did we pick a bad number, a bad night to have the show on because, we are competing with The Voice and all that, so.
You never know. It's worth a try. At least we're trying.
I know. Yeah. If you do not call in, then you're going to hear Willie and I talk about a love life for the next 90 minutes. And I'm sure no one wants to hear it. So if you don't call in, we will be really, you will think we really need to get a room after the show. So if you don't call in, that's my biggest threat. So, and the number is 347-850-8721.
No, we don't want to do that. We'll let them
call
and share their special memories because it's a Dallas moment. That's why.
Oh. But no one knows how handsome my boyfriend is. And no one knows how cute you are. And yeah, see, I'm trying to drum up callers any way I can at this point. Yeah, I'm surprised Marjorie hasn't called in yet.
It's been a long day, you never know. At least if we get effort for trying.
Yeah. Oh, we have a call. 605, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi,
this is okay. This is Jerry. We know each other on Facebook, I believe.
Yeah, hi Jerry. Good. I'm so glad you called in.
Hey Jerry, it's great you call in.
Okay, and this must be Carly and
Will
and the other fella, whose name I can't recall right now.
Willie. It's Willie.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Willie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool you called in, man. So,
what do you
want to add to our conversation?
Just that's what y'all are doing. I have watched Dallas since both of you were, since before both of you were born, probably. I watched the very first episode, May 3rd, 1978. I was just a young boy growing up in the middle of South Dakota, and Texas never looked so good.
Yeah, I love Dallas. It's one of my favorite films.
Yeah, mine too.
Yes, and it's good to see that
you guys are all wanting to like fight for it because there's just, you know, I've said this before, there's a lot of other shows right now. It's just like crap TV, and the shows that we are used to right now, like Dallas and everything, those are worth fighting for because, you know, they're not like a joke. They're something that means something to a lot of us.
Yes, and well, I have to admit, the current incarnation of Dallas wasn't the best, but like I kept saying, it's the only Dallas we have. You know, it was great to see Larry Hagman have his swan song, and I'd like Bobby and Stallone to keep up.
Well,
okay, I've
got to
go.
Yeah,
I agree with you. The show could use a few tweaks, but I'm a writer, so I would have definitely enjoyed, you know, putting in some main changes if I had a chance.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could. I mean, Zuri, what did you think of them killing off Christopher? What was your attitude toward that? Were you surprised? Were you mad? Were you mad by it, or were you surprised? He got disconnected.
Yeah.
Babe,
it could be the weather. It could be the weather, or it could be the block talk. Okay, here's some trivia for y'all. You Dallas fans. What role did Brad Pitt play in Dallas? And we'll give everybody a chance to call in and answer that trivia.
And Bebo, I'm not going to look it up tonight. Well, maybe. That's a very good question.
You might want to ask that question in the chat room, too, in case you couldn't hear us.
Okay.
So, Carly, what storylines have you liked so far the new Dallas?
I just liked all of it. You know, I kind of liked how, I can't think of her name right now, but how Jenna Booth's character for a while was going between Christopher and Don Ross. You know, I found that, you know, really good, and you know, I think just having, like, the, you know, it felt like the old Dallas and the new Dallas both. It was, you know, It was really good. It was, you know, I think, you know, and I also like do this light character, and you know, I was, I thought it was really, really good, and I just hope that they can, you know, bring it back. What was your favorite one of this one? So, what did you like, babe, from the second, yeah, it's this season?
Yeah, I've enjoyed the whole, well, you know, it was just the whole thing with Nicholas. That was like a good twist for, you know, the past of Elena. That was interesting.
Yeah, that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and...
it's too bad they killed off Elena's brother, because he would have potential.
Yeah, I mean, you know... you know, I just think that... the whole show was headed for really good potential, and, you know, and I don't get why they put it from Wednesday night. I mean, it was on, oh, Zoe had to get back to work. He called from work, so. So, let's see, anyone in the chat room? Anyone in the chat room? Someone in this album asked what happened to Dallas, and I'm like, oh, and so, you know, people call. Oh, we got a call. Hi, okay. You on the air?
Curly?
Yes, Bondu, yes. Good. I was hoping Will and I were both hoping you were calling.
I was definitely. I had to charge my phone. Hi, Willie. This is ridiculous. It's stupid. I mean, we have the car explode. I mean, how could they leave us hanging?
Yep,
exactly. Just like I was telling Willie, I don't buy what they said about the ratings. I think there's more to it because
mm-hmm,
it doesn't make
mm-hmm.
sense. There's too much of a big fan base,
mm-hmm.
and everybody I know watches it.
Yeah.
So, like, tell us another line.
Yes. Mhm.
It just doesn't make sense.
No. It went down to 1.7, but that's not a bad, you know, review.
No.
There's so many shows
yeah.
on the air nowadays.
Between
know.
Me and Carly, we think they were just wanting to replace it, period.
Exactly. They're trying to get rid of...
but to blame
whatever.
Ratings is really, really dumb because, I mean, like, not every episode was, you know, as exciting as fans would like, but you got to admit, people were watching.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
it just don't make sense. It really don't.
I even watched it twice. I mean, I watched it live and then I rewatched it again because it was well made, well written. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the actors were doing their job. It was great to see our old friends back. I don't know. I don't get this. This is all bullshit as far as I'm concerned.
And then some of the storylines, you know, of course, they were getting a little out there for a little bit. You know, some of them were getting confused for the fans. But, you know, as loyal fans, we just continue in giving the show, you know, the support that we can.
Right. You know. The stupid thing was with the lingerie thing where they both had the same outfit on. What's her name? Oh, Pamela, the girl. The other girl, the blind girl.
Oh, Emma.
Emma, thank you. And
yeah.
that was kind of out there. But then you got back to her, you know. It was, I don't know. I don't understand this.
I compare Emma to Lucy because that's
yep.
how she seems to act is like Lucy.
Lucy Cole, right?
Actually, that's a good one, too, Donald. Well, the actual Lucy from On Dallas. What's
On Dallas,
Bobby,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, from Bobby's sister.
Charlene Tilton?
Or the sister or the... just neat. I get all the Dallas relatives confused because there's so many of them. It's like the days of our lives. It's like days of our lives. There's just so many. No, but you know what? I think that they got away a little bit from the main focus of the show. That's like, you know, the writer in me is like, man, I might just do a fan fiction because there's just so much that was left behind. Like, where's Jenna? Where's Race, ex-wife?
Yeah.
I liked her. She was cool. Where's Brad Pitt? He used to be part of Dallas.
Exactly. You know, they have so much more they could have written.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
We have another call.
Okay.
605-0, you back on the air.
Yes, this is Jerry. You said something about trivia, and I heard you did I hear you ask something about Bobby's sister?
No, we
did I
asked
hear that right?
About
no, one of the trivia was what role did Brad Pitt play on Dallas?
Oh, okay, yeah, Brad Pitt was Charlie's boyfriend.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. I mean, I was just telling Carly this. I feel that, you know, the Dallas kind of steered away from a lot of our history that we were used to, that, you know, if they had brought some of that back into the actual show, that, you know, there could have been more of a good fan base than we have right now, don't get me wrong, but it could have been a little bit more stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, you know, I do online fan fiction, so I might be doing a Dallas one soon. But
yeah.
I feel that
yeah.
a lot of the history to the show was kind of ignored, and that's what the fans are worried about because, you know, it's the reboot and you're starting
mm-hmm.
over and this or that, and of course not every show's going to be the same, but I kind of agree with the fans on this one. You kind of need a little bit of the history to continue on with something like Dallas, because if it was Falcon Crest or Knott's Landing, we would feel the same way. You don't just
mm-hmm.
want to just start off with unfamiliar.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. There was a lot of inconsistency in that, and that's
mm-hmm.
true. And you know, it was when they left the show, of course, the famous scene where Bobby comes into JR's bedroom, oh my God, and we don't know what happened. And then, you know, 20 years later, here he is in a sanitarium. We don't know
mm-hmm.
how, but obviously he didn't die. But, you know, he had his daddy's gun, and we don't know for sure, but somehow he ended up in that sanitarium, and there was a lot of empty, and...
There is a lot of inconsistencies, because like you said, if you notice, like, during Dallas, when it was doing its, you know, episodes, like, they only showed Lucy for a little while, and I'm like, well, what is she doing now?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
they showed, and with Ray, as if, you know, we were supposed to forget that they were uncle and niece.
Niece.
Yep.
And, as
Gary's daughter, I mean.
Yeah,
it's
well,
so flat.
It was,
it's so flat, yeah.
Yeah.
We're still seated. We can't just have Christopher blow up. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I had a theory about that, just like a fan mentioned to me. They said, how do you know that that's Christopher? Because if you look closely, if you
uh-huh.
watch it again, the guy's shirt's not the same as Christopher. So I think
uh-uh.
that was meant on purpose.
I rewatched it up during the night, and I noticed that there was a different shirt on him.
Yeah, I think Christopher got out on time,
mm-hmm.
but somebody else was like, I don't know, maybe the wrong guy took the fall. I don't know. It's Dallas. It's unpredictable, and that's why we
mm-hmm.
love it.
Exactly. And then Elena falls down after she finds out she's pregnant with, oh, that guy's baby on top of it. I could kill that guy for killing her brother.
Yeah, I have a theory about that. I hope that she is pregnant with John Ross the Fourth, but that would be nice.
Yay.
That
I'm
would,
just
would
so
really,
disappointed
really be poor old John Ross. He's got too many women. What a
oh,
shame.
Yeah. It's a shame that TNT had to cancel the Dallas because, I mean, they were doing so good on the promos.
Yeah,
the promos
they
were like
yeah.
hitting the roof. I can't tell you how many times I've seen on YouTube a lot of promos just for, you know, TNT alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, even.
And now
so
the fans are fighting back and they're like, well, you're going to take away Dallas, and we're going to just take away our viewing, and we won't watch TNT no more, which
mm-hmm.
is fine by me because, you know, they've been canceling a lot of our good shows anyway. Like Falling Skies, I know a lot of people were mad
they're
about
canceled.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know.
It is.
I had people make me laugh today because, you know, like I said, I'm a writer, and they're like, are you going to write about this and this? And like, I may take challenges, but I don't want to write about every single show because then I never take a break. But
no.
I might do Dallas to write about, but I don't think I could handle Falling Skies. It's too it's too confusing, and
mm-hmm.
I have no idea who all the characters are.
I can't name the character, and I used to watch it.
I could see writing Dallas because it's something from the heart, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I would definitely bring Jenna back because she's always iconic. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know you all love Pam, but I wasn't really much of a Pam fan because to me she kind of was annoying.
Thank
but
you.
I like the Pamela now, the one that's on the new Dallas. She's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like
yeah.
her.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Well,
shut up, Barry.
Well, what I thought was stupid, that Victoria Principal couldn't even get off her ass, sorry, to come back for the reboot, for this moment. You know, this, you know.
Cameo.
You know,
well, you know how I feel about that is we don't need her. The writer in me, I would be glad to recast her with a better person.
Yeah.
And, you know, use her for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did an interview once for, I think it was Dallas Fanzine, where she said that as far as she was concerned, Pam died in that crash, and she was kind of hoping that people would leave it alone. You know, she didn't want to return as Pam, and
mm-hmm.
so I kind of respected that, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I guess there's some people say never say die.
Right.
Well, yeah, you know, we have our favorites. I mean, like, on Guiding Light, when they killed off Reva and she fell off into that river, I swear, it felt real. I was, like everybody else, I wanted Reva Shane back.
Me too.
And we got her. We got Reva back. So
yes,
if we can bring Reva back, I'm sure we can bring Pamela.
Let's bring
yeah.
her.
No, Victoria Principal, it doesn't have to be you. It could be someone better.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
No, it just makes me mad. It does, because I mean, they do these roles, and then they want to, like, spit on it, like, act like it's nothing, and that's
mm-hmm.
fine. That's on them. That's their career. But, you know, us fans, we know better,
mm-hmm.
and we value the show. We respect it, and we love it. And if they want to just, you know, trample over it, then that's their deal. But
mm-hmm.
we can move on from that, and all we can do is just recast, move on, and recreate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that hard. It's really not.
Mm-hmm. Well, but how do you like the Bedfellas with our beautiful, Judith Light being partners with Jan Ross?
Her. She's so good. She's doing so good.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, and what about Roger McKay's sister, right? And was it
Emma's
the sister?
Grandma. No, Emma's grandma. Emma's grandmother.
Yeah, but remember that other lady that they showed towards the end? Wasn't she Hilda McKay's sister?
Oh, her, right. Yeah, she was.
I like her. She's a little
Hunter McKay, that was Hunter McKay's aunt.
I'm like, you know, when to me, and I'm sorry if the fans get mad, but I'm like, forget about Pam. We got a contender right here.
There you go.
You know, I mean, you know, I die, and I swear, I could just fall with Anne over Pamela any day. I mean, when I heard that they weren't even going to bring Pamela back, I was jumping up for joy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
that
was for, you know, because his mom died. But I don't think she's dead. I think she's alive. You know, it's Pamela. We know how she's
definitely.
A liar.
Is she ever? Who's she related to?
What kind of a woman that's a plastic surgery, supposedly, tells
mm-hmm.
her doctor to make up some excuse for her family. I'm like, what? She's crazy. To do that to her own kid?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Christopher never hated her to begin with. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I thought, like what Jerry said, the consistency, where's the anger from Christopher? Because, hello, your mom left you.
Yes, yes. She wanted a child so bad they adopted Christopher. And then
exactly.
All that was ignored. All that was
like,
ignored.
I wanted a strangler with that. My God,
she kept it all together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at the old episodes, how many times mm-hmm. was she with those kids?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
And the Sirelin.
No, I don't mind that.
I know she's an alcoholic, but look what she went through. Anyone probably would have gone through her, what she did, and become one.
Well, definitely.
You know, I love
Sirelin.
I mean, she's just so cool. John Ross and her. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like, you know, J.I. over again.
Mm-hmm. Fireworks.
Remember when they had the secretary try to seduce John Ross and he didn't give in yet? He was tempted, but he didn't do it. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes. He wanted to
say that,
but he was being good.
Yeah, the irony that that John Ross wouldn't sleep with his secretary. It was just so funny.
Yeah, it was.
She really pushed his buttons.
Yeah.
Well, she was kind of good looking as far as that goes. And, you know, it's kind of...
On the Emma thing, I don't know. It's maybe just me, but she just seemed a little out of place on Dallas. But I'm sure if the writers worked better, we'd get a better, you know... characterization of her,
mm-hmm.
you know? What do you guys
feel
about
like
that
more
with Emma? You know what I mean? It kind of feels like kind of empty sort of with
mm-hmm.
Emma. Like, we don't know where she's going. What her character is, like, one minute she's after John Ross, and then the next she's being the bride of the week, and, I mean, what are they trying to turn her into? Lucy 2.0?
Yes, yeah, so exactly.
You know, it's got to make sense, people, because if you don't, then what's the point of her being on the show? I mean, it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. I love her father.
They wanted John Ross and Christopher to be eye candy so the younger viewers would tune in. And
mm-hmm. They were.
Well, I've got no complaints on Christopher and John Ross. I mean, they're awesome actors.
And as far as that goes, you know, they probably wanted the young fellas to look over Elena and
mm-hmm.
PR, as they call her.
Exactly. It's got to be John Ross's baby. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was just, I mean, the way the show was going, I wasn't surprised when I heard the rumor about, and I was good because I didn't say nothing, but I had heard about it, that, you know, they might lose John Ross, not John Ross, Christopher, that the actor might leave the show because, you know, it's pilot season, so a lot of actors will leave for a different show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. We respect that. But don't ruin
kill him.
The character by killing him off or making it look stupid because fans aren't dumb. We know the character even better
mm-hmm.
sometimes than the writers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was just a cheesy cop-out on that end. I mean, there was
mm-hmm.
always different exits to take.
Sure.
For a lot of
yep.
these characters. And then, like I said, it's just, you know, they need to put some more historical characters, I think, back into the canvas. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, let's say, for example, that Elena was to get kidnapped. And then Pamela mm-hmm. goes after her dad and she disappears. I mean, if you think about it, if you don't have these women, then where's the show going to leave? You're just going to have
mm-hmm.
John Ross doing what? You know, it won't make sense. So
mm-hmm.
we need to put some more challenges in characters. Otherwise, the show would be like, you know, doomed because you're not going to have balance.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of people complain about the cartel storyline because... And I admit, I was watching that too with you guys, but there's times I was confused about that storyline because it was going one way and then another way, and then it was just going crazy in different directions, and that affects the ratings big time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the writers need to focus on where they're going with the direction and keep it that way and not just go right, left, you know.
Oh, really?
You got to fix your course.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I want more.
I mean,
we got to get more. We're going to get more. I called up already, and I'm going to get my friend the address. She lives in Canada, but she knows that I love Dallas. She was willing to try to help, and that's what she needed to do, regular address. A regular letter.
Oh, well, thank you so much for, doing that. I mean, tell your friend thank you that, it's really cool that a lot of people want to participate, and that's why me and Carly and, Hannah, we all wanted to do what we can to help support the campaign, because, I mean, it was just awesome just hearing it this morning on Live with Kelly and Michael. They were talking about the petition, and I'm like, wow, that's really good.
On network TV. I mean, regular network.
We posted the petition for you guys on the blog, but I also made another one just to add as an addition so we can show how strong we feel about it, and people are signing that one too. I'm just so disappointed. I mean, it could have ended differently. It didn't have to end like that.
Mm-mm. Hang on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean,
is he in the shower like Bobby was?
Carly made a good point. I think the only thing they made a mistake on was you got too many shows on a Monday night. Why would you put Dallas in the middle of that? That's too many competition shows. I mean, you got what? Football? You got football night. You've got Gotham on Fox. You've got so many competing shows, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Dallas would be kind of left behind a little bit, but you've got to get credit for what credit's due. Fans still watch regardless of that, but I think Carly was right. We need to put it back on Wednesday night.
Exactly. It's for better night.
Wednesday night? I was thinking, you guys, Friday nights, but then, I'm only being selfish here. Friday night is also a night, so maybe that's not a good night. they could be put on Saturday. A lot of people are home Saturday. No one wants to go spend money, so
They could do what they used to do a long time ago. You remember this? They used to do like a mini series for your shows. The movie of the night, of the weekend, or whatever. Do that. Break it down. If that's the case, do it a mini series. There's always kinds of possibilities. I mean, I never buy all this stuff where they're like, "Oh, we did all we can." No, you didn't, because there's a lot more to do. I'm fighting for Dallas. I'm fighting for Falcon Crest to return, Knott's Landing, all those good ones. But I'm also disappointed today because people were rebashing the, was it Twin Peaks returning? A lot of us defend it, so it's like, well, if you don't like it, then don't watch it. But don't ruin it for everybody else, because, just because one person's not going to like it doesn't mean the rest of us don't enjoy, that it's returning.
That's like Dark Shadows. I watched
Maybe we can try to do some more research and see if maybe Showtime, could pick it up. Because, look, Showtime already picked up Twin Peaks. I mean, that's hope.
That's hope right there.
Or even HBO. I mean, there's always those outlets, that are there. I don't think Lifetime would ever do it because they're very strict on what they're picking, but you never know, maybe Lifetime would do it on a weekend. They're gonna lose a lot of their shows when they're wrapped up, Witches of East End and Lottery Ticket. They're gonna need something to fill, so you never know.
Just a little mini series thing. Like I said. That would be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a lot of ideas. But I do commend the executive producer that I've seen an article, and I posted it on the blog for you guys, where she said that they're not giving up and they're looking for different outlets for the show. So on that, I definitely tell this in advance, don't blame the writers. and it's not their fault. It's the executives that are in the networks because, I mean, look what happened with As It Will Turn to Guiding Light. They took those off. They, you know, the fans were watching that show. So I don't want to hear that it's the writer's fault because I don't agree with that.
No, I don't either.
The networks. The networks are the ones that pull us off the air on those shows, you know, and I think it's time to blame the right people and not blame the ones that aren't at fault.
It's the big wigs that don't even watch the shows or trap them on the executives. And I wonder if half of them even watch the show before they cancel it.
You know, it's crazy, you know. They put on all these shows, that half of them, okay, are not good. You know, all the new shows, except a couple of them, you know, I'm into, you know, I think my TiVo will always be filled up until the end of time or until my baby gets here. You know, the one, I mean, yeah, put on CBS. It would fit perfect on CBS. I really think so. I mean, CBS is doing really good right now, so wouldn't you want to capitalize on it? I mean, you know, babe, what do you
originally.
Think? Yeah.
Or they could even do, and this is just me because I'm sorry, I tried watching that Madam of the State, and I don't, I can't keep up with it. It kind of bores me. So take that off and put Dallas. There you go. There you go. For a perfect spot. Watch people watch it. You know,
usually always Sunday
we will follow where Dallas goes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's just me.
You just want to text, that's all.
Yep.
But I
know,
like in the afternoon.
But
I
like the
fact whatever slot
it happens. They're like, well, if TNT canceled Dallas, then just shut it off. Kind of like the way we did Y&R when they took out, you know, Adam and Billy out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, numbers talk, people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is just shut off the, don't watch that network and watch the ratings really down low. And I've got no problem with that. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I'm all for that. That's a really good campaign strategy. So whoever thought that, kudos.
I used to think I wouldn't buy the products they advertised. I thought maybe if it hit them in their money belt, if that would work. But that didn't seem like it was working. So just turning off the TV at that time, because I thought more beneficial.
Yeah, because I was talking a while back about that with the Madam of the State and all the, like she said, just so many shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not catching to the audience. You know, maybe that can tell them something.
I love the good
exactly.
way.
But,
yeah.
But I did find it.
I feel bad, you know, because, I mean, I liked a little part of Madam of the State, but just it doesn't seem to really go anywhere. I mean, especially, you know, the drama of it's okay, but, nah, I just, you know, I say put on Dallas and then show Good Wife and you got it made.
There you go.
Exactly.
For
I mean,
put the
night.
Good drama, you know, not that, I don't know, I'm decided. I've had enough of Madam of the State to last me a lifetime.
Aw, poor baby. I mean, I do like Stalker, that one on CBS. Okay,
good. I like that one.
Don't watch it at 2 o'clock in the morning like someone did because I had to get up and make sure my doors were locked, and I was trying to lock my bedroom door after I watched it.
Hi,
Carly.
I turned the GPS off my phone thinking somebody was watching.
That is a good show, though. It really makes you think.
Oh, it is. It did. I actually turned the GPS off.
It's so good, yeah. I like that
I mean,
show.
I almost texted my sweetie at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning after watching it, and I'm like, okay, get on the next plane, because I'm freaked out, and I will never watch it that way again. I mean, it's great. I love it. I'm not complaining. But you shouldn't watch it that late at night, because I was really thinking someone was going to come and get me.
Call me at any time. I'll be away.
You know what? I think the irony, if you think about it, what if Logo was to pick Dallas up? Do you know how many people would be kicking themselves if that ever happened? That would be interesting, right?
Yeah.
Think about the ratings then.
That's a very good idea there.
Wheels full of really good ideas.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
I like to think positive for campaigns. But I do urge everybody, whoever you call or reach out to, please be respectful. And even though you're mad that the network canceled that show, don't show your anger to them. Because that's one of the reasons that I don't do these campaigns half the time. Because they get out of control and they forget to lose focus of what we're really doing.
Yeah,
exactly. What we're doing.
We're trying to save jobs for people, really.
I think that's what happened with a lot of campaigns for, like, saving our soaps. It got out of control and it wasn't...
Yeah, it did. It got way out of control.
We lost focus on what it was for. And I don't want this campaign for Dallas to be the same thing, because this time, if it doesn't come back on air, then that's it. It's not coming back.
Dun-de-dun-dun.
So this is a chance to fight for it, yeah.
And from Patrick Duffy's tweet today, you could see that he's mad. Patrick Duffy is so mad that they've done this.
He better be. I mean, can
you... No, and he has a reason to, because if you remember, there was an interview that they... I think they were interviewing one of the executives or the writers or something, and she had plans for Sue Ellen, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all of a sudden it gets canceled. Any one of us would be upset of that. Can you imagine the actors? I'm sure they're mad.
Oh, my God, they have to be. You know,
I mean, you
can't
just
say, but
I'm sorry, we captured your show. Who does that?
Well, one thing I wrote down there is I'm a believer. Don't get mad, get even. So
someone else mentioned... Rush Limbaugh, you never know. I heard he was a Dallas fan. So if anyone knows how to reach out to him, definitely check that out. This is just me, because, you know, I'm just used to this whole Blog Talk thing. But I have no enemies in as far as, like, radios. I think that everyone is all doing the best they can in promoting and talking to different celebrities, and we all do our own thing, you know? And I think that's a really good that everyone can do that, because, you know, it's like, you know, God created us and he created everybody differently, and that's the way it's meant to be. We're not all meant to be the same. So I think that when you got these people presenting themselves in different, you know, crafts and titles, it's so amazing. I mean, look how far we've come just from being a regular reporter, and now everybody's able to do it on the Blog Talk. I mean, that's amazing.
Yep. It totally is. I just thought, thank God it was invented. I mean, because we really need this venue to reach more people, I believe, on the Blog Talk.
Yeah, I just think it's so sad that, you know, they canceled it way too fast. It's like, I felt like the premiere was, the finale was on, and then, then they got canceled. I don't see what's the logic. You know, wait a couple of months. Don't do it so hastily, and that's what they did.
Here, your work's completed, guys. You're all fired, you know.
And I'll bring this up to the attention for those that, you know, the little haters that are out there, is that some people think that what we're doing is a lost cause, and I say that it's not, because if the fans could bring Kane and Elizabeth from YNR and GH back when they were fired, then why can't we bring Dallas back?
Why not?
You know, I mean, they've never done everything. There's always that possibility.
don't keep
and,
trying.
You know, like I said, it's nothing against the writers, but then again,
no.
You never know. Maybe it could be the writing. I don't know. I mean, you got to try and look at every angle.
Mm-hmm.
And once every angle's, you know, been tested and checked out, then you can say, okay, well, we did everything we could. But
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm seeing right now, I mean, everyone's doing a great job. I mean, look, we're already hitting social media, you know, Twitter and
mm-hmm.
The news, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's big. That's a big accomplishment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever you are that's participating, don't think that you're in a losing fight, because you're really not. I mean, you have mm-hmm. a lot of people that are fighting for the same cause as you are. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, pat yourself on the back, because we've gotten this far and we're not done yet. I mean, we're going to reach until we get to the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's all from Mobu, and, you know, I just think it's so... Yeah, I mean, you know, CBS, you know, could this be the heel in this? Or even Oprah's network. Oprah could finally be the heel she always wants to be, because
mm-hmm.
she could not save her soaps. So why can't she save Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also
trying
to reach other outlets, like, you know, just wonderful people out there like Queen Latifah, and there's that new show that came out, Meredith. I love watching
Sarah.
That. It's such a good show.
It is
so,
very good show.
You know, if anyone knows how to reach them, let us know, and, you know, we'll definitely add you in that campaign and give you that proper credit. But, you know, any more information, just feel free to reach Carly or me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even, you know, and Maggie, too. Anyone, you know, just let us know, and we're all working for the same cause. We want to reach the same goal.
Yes, we do. We're in this all together, and they're not going to stop us. Things are going to be accomplished if we try hard enough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and this is funny in a way, but it's my grandfather's birthday today, and he was, like, the biggest Dallas fan. He would not be on Friday night. I would not have a life on... I mean, I'm not complaining about never having a life on Friday night. But we could not leave the house. Because he's like, no, we are ordering food in. We are not
mm-hmm.
leaving. And, like, it was so serious. It was, like, serious. It was, like...
My grandmother was so into the show. We watched it when I was little, and it was just amazing, because she was so much into the whole JR and Sue Ellen's scenes. We would just, like, literally be glued to the TV set, and it was just amazing. All of,
I was 7 years old when that started. He would, you know, and, you know, you think my parents would say, oh, she's kind of young by watching this. Now they go, oh, no, spend time with you, grandfather. Or my mom's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I have to. Or my mom goes, oh, I would have to. So go watch it with him. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, at 7 years old. And I'm like, okay, I mean, we will watch him from week to week. I hated the summer because, I mean, no Dallas. And I was like... We would talk about it the whole summer. He's like, why can't it be fall? And like, because you like summer, remember? I'm like, well, yeah, I like summer because I know school, but I was like missing Dallas. And, you know, I think that's where, you know, if they did not bring Bobby, Patrick Duffy, or Larry
mm-hmm.
Hagman, or Sue Ellen back to
mm-hmm.
the reboot, I don't think many people will... Yeah, we really watched it. They were small to bring the, you know, some of the original cast back. They were very smart on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the ratings, you know, went down because Larry Hagman passed away. I don't think that is the excuse.
No.
Okay, if that was that, you know, they would have canceled it, like, immediately, and they didn't. So I'm not buying all this. And I want to have a meeting. I want to have a meeting with TNT people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know.
Well,
you know,
that's definitely the heart of the show, of course. But at the same time, I agree with you, Carly, that I mean, I don't buy all that on the ratings because there was just so many people watching it.
You know, people, but I mean,
I think they gave up too early, too easily. They could have just moved it to a different night. They could have tried different testings, but they didn't, and that really shows their cowardice.
Mm-hmm. Because it was on Wednesday night for such a long time.
It was perfect.
You know, so, you know, I don't get it. I do not get why this, you know, had to be done. You know, they were not thinking.
No. Not at all. I don't know.
You know, it's sad. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you know, you just threw a bunch of people out of a job, too, and they
mm-hmm.
don't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They just threw other people
right.
out of the job, and they were not thinking about that either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, all that.
Hairdressers, makeup. There's so many people goes behind the show. They're all out the window. I mean, I don't get this.
That was handled wrong the way they did that.
Mm.
The whole thing. I mean, no wonder Patrick Duffy's upset. I mean, that's just like.
Dirty.
Underneath you. I mean, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, I feel sorry for the guy because, you know, he hasn't really, he said in an interview that, you know, he hasn't really recovered from Larry Hagman's death. So, and then you do this to him, and this was their soul together. They brought
mm-hmm.
that soul from the ground up together, and you're going to
mm-hmm.
just take it away, you know?
To me,
you know,
it's disrespectful to Larry.
Mm-hmm.
I met him in person. He's a very, very gracious man. He treated me like he knew me. Larry Hagman with it. And I feel like we're spitting on him to do this to cancel his show. It's like his whole career was just a forgotten memory, everybody's going to think, you know.
Yeah, and I tell you this, if he was alive by now and they were thinking about canceling, he would go ballistic.
Totally.
You know, he would really wait. He would totally wait some hell.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody mentioned this today, and I agree with it, that they were saying that they felt that towards the end, the writers weren't even caring much about the show, which is fine if they didn't. But all we have to do is just change the writers, get a new writing team, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe that would have improved it. You know, like I said, a lot just wasn't done to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I still think that there was more to it than just saying that it's ratings, because that's just a real, you know, cheesy cop-out.
Mm-hmm. It is a cop-out.
Oh, they
got the girls
go
released,
on.
And they got Elena's pregnant, and then Christopher, there's so much more that we're really, it's a season, I thought it was a season ending, I really did. Okay, the fall, we're going to get it back again, right? And this, it's over?
Yeah, I mean, like, but no warning. I mean,
this isn't the first time it almost happened. Do you remember, guys? This past summer,
mm-hmm.
the ratings weren't as high as expected. And on that part, I'm just going to say, it has to do a little bit with the writing on that, because you got to keep your everybody, you know, invested in watching your episodes. And
mm-hmm.
if you're going to flack off where you're not just going to care about the writing or your characters, then this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You remember what
I
happened
mean,
during the summer? Remember how the ratings were really low?
Yep.
Now, that one, I don't blame the network. I blame the writers, because think about what happened back during the summertime.
Mm-hmm. This whole cartel mess, and who was in charge.
Remember, Maggie?
Who was in charge?
It was just so confusing. I mean, I was having such a hard time catching up myself.
Mm-hmm. You thought this was the head guy. No, he wasn't. The other guy's the head guy.
And then on top of that, the season was over before you knew it. I mean, that was just kind of really dumb.
That part was it, definitely. I'm glad Mitchell, he turned out to be a good guy. But now he's out of the job. I mean, it's pretty sickening how they could just do this to people. With no warning. I mean, don't you even get a two-week notice or something? You're just fired, that's it, done?
Yeah, and then they're going to try to replace it with, like, another dumb show for TNT. I'm not going to watch it.
I'm not either. It wasn't for Rizzoli and Isles. I really wanted to give it up after this happened. But I do love Rizzoli and Isles. So I thought I'd cheat
like
much
that,
better.
Though. They're really good.
Mm-hmm. I'll cheat much better.
See, that's why I cannot say I'm going to boycott TNT, because of Rizzoli and Isles. I cannot lie and say, oh, you know, because I don't want that show to go either. So it's like...
Well, you're going to
laugh.
I'm not worried about that part because I watch it on Showbox, so I can keep up either way.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
you don't surprise me, but you surprised me.
Because you can boycott TNG in that way, which was still funny. It's true.
It's
because,
true.
Because... You know, that's what I'm saying, that I love that Showbox, because you can watch all your favorite shows and your movies on there. And Rizzy and Isles that you're talking about, all of those wonderful shows, they're all on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good, because some people don't have cable. And, you know,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying with this. That's what I'm saying. I don't buy this ratings deal, because you'd be surprised how many people are really watching a lot of these shows. And they don't even have cable.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I can watch it on there. I'm glad you thought of that. Thank you, Willie.
Yeah. I remember
you might
have wanted
to get a bad show.
Was it the one that everybody uses right now, babe, that Comcast or?
Comcast on demand.
Something like that. If you don't have cable, get Comcast. That's another one. I mean, you know, like, was it? Hulu Plus. Maybe Hulu Plus can pick up Dallas. You never know.
No. Yeah, that's why I watch myself on Hulu Plus.
So, you know, I laugh when, you know, it's on cable, because I'm not too worried. Because there's Hulu Plus, there's Netflix, there's Showbox, you know, all these wonderful outlets. So, you know, cable, be careful what you're doing, because we do fight back.
Yeah, cable people.
We don't get mad, we get even.
Oh, yeah, you'll laugh, because, like, all the shows that you can't watch on Showtime, you can watch on Showbox. I mean, it's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that? There's a way around this.
Like we were saying about Twin Peaks, give it a few weeks, and before you know it, you know, when they air it on Showtime, if you can't watch it, don't panic, people. Just load up Showbox. It's right there.
It's right there. Thank you.
I mean, I got to see, like, tonight they showed Flash on CW. And I already had seen it early on the Showbox. I mean, it's really a good little app, because you get to keep watching your favorite shows, and you can watch some shows early before they're even out. Like, Hulu Plus does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They had
they
Sophie
really
out
agree.
Before ABC had it out. I mean, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I like Hulu Plus for that. So we sneak ahead, we get to see it first. Then maybe it's bad, because then the ratings are down when it does come out, because we already saw it before. But I usually end up watching it again anyway.
Well, time's almost running out for everybody if you were trying to call in, but we thank you so much if you were listening tonight.
But I am going to tell you, this is going to shock you all. Hold on. This is going to shock everybody.
Okay.
So one of the shows that has been out this fall, and remember I told you I didn't care for it, was Black-ish, okay? I gave it a chance, and I'm really enjoying it because, I don't know, the first episode really sucked. But the last one they showed last week, if you haven't seen it yet on demand, check it out. It is hilarious. It's a really good show. The one this week is going to be funny. I mean, I think it was just some of the dry humor. It didn't. It just didn't fit to me. But I gave it a chance, and, you know, a friend of mine told me just try it one more time to give it a chance. And I checked it out. It's really good, so give it a chance, and you might like it.
Okay, thank you.
It's on ABC. You guys would definitely enjoy it. It's really funny. What were you going to say, babe?
No, we have 15 more minutes. But, you know, before, I know this is a Dallas thing, but I just want to say I haven't watched today's episode of The 8th, but I want to kill that Zuz. That Zuz does not need to be messing with Maxie and Nathan, and I want to kill Zuz. Thank you.
Okay, you got to be curious. What's the deal with the judge and what's his problem? Why is he interrupting them?
Oh, because he's a bastard.
Well,
that's all I can say about him.
Tell me what happened. I'm curious now. You started something, Carly. What happened? What I missed?
Yesterday. I only saw yesterday. But he's like, you two end the date right now, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, you have no fucking right to tell them they cannot be together, you little asshole. I'm mad. I am fired up.
Did they explain why he's like that, though? Did they explain why he doesn't want them together?
I didn't watch today.
Lying.
Did you?
Yeah, because he was lying. He was willing to be a perjury that he was willing to kill.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
So she cannot be associated with him because of that.
Oh, come on. You know what? Me and Carly
are talking about this, and we're just going to throw it out real quick that we can't make the fans all happy, okay? But I think that, you know, the fact that they've got Billy Miller as Jason Morgan is awesome. But the fans are throwing a fit already because I can't just keep hearing about it, that they're mad that there's going to be a liaison before there's Jason. I'm like, just enjoy what you got, people, because the
you know
more
what?
You complain about that, you're going to just lose out big time.
Shut up and let it work out. You know, just start it.
You know, the thing is, you know, I was a Liaison fan for years. I was. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But, my little butt now. I don't know about you guys. I would not mind if they put Jason and Liz together and call it a day and just leave my Sam trick alone. I like my Sam trick.
They're adorable together. Oh, and shout out to Gina Tignoni. She's doing it as Phyllis on Y&R.
Yes.
No matter what the haters are saying, she's doing great. I love it.
She is. She was great as Kelly on One Life to Live.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cameron Grimes is doing great as Mariah.
I love how she's always
pissing off Sharon.
I love that.
You know, you think about it, they did great as the writers because they really shook up the character to be just like Sharon, but really spitfire, you know? I mean, that's amazing.
I love her, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I was so thrilled to see her in Magic Mike. She was the bride at the beginning scene at the bar.
Yeah. I wonder if she's going to be on the second one.
Little girl.
I know, right? That was really cool.
And then she got this, and I, oh, God. But she was just, you know, the imaginary.
The only thing I didn't like was, you know, when Summer was giving her, gave her a hug yesterday, it's like, you know, it wasn't the reaction I thought Felix would have for her doll. And I know, babe, how you like Summer. But I'm just thinking, as a daughter, your mom's been in a coma for a year, and she barely really, you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, am I wrong? Am I wrong on this?
No,
or
you're not.
Am I...
Okay.
It made me really mad. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, babe. I know you and I disagree on one little thing. I thought Sunny and Carly having sex was hot. I'm sorry.
Gross.
Okay.
That was gross. They had sex in their son's apartment on the couch.
Michael just needs a new couch. That's all.
Yeah, just take it where you can get it.
That's gross. Think about it. That's like they can't control themselves in their own son's apartment. That's yucky. Oh, but I'm going to tell you, as far as why not goes, I'm not even feeling sorry for Kelly because you know what? She brought it on herself. When she was with Jeff, she was always pushing about Phyllis, and look at that's what you get.
Now.
All that time wasted, she could have spent with Jack, but she ruined it. I don't feel sorry for her one bit.
My funny is so hot, and there's all the others. He can do it. Well, did you watch it when he had Christina? When he impregnated Alexis back then?
Yes.
Against the wall?
Yes. I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to say it because it will probably get me in trouble. But
oh, Willie.
Okay. Marjorie, you know what I'm thinking, right?
I know what you're thinking. And yes, I've seen it on YouTube.
What am I thinking?
You'll get it on with Sunny like Donkey Kong.
Okay, you and I are gonna talk after this, though, babe. That's it. I agree with you about Kelly. I agree. See,
I agree with
this,
Kelly.
Yeah.
But you know what? I love when she opened up I love when Phyllis opened up those church doors and she looked at Sharon, and when her daughter tried to hug her, she was just looking at Sharon like she's ready to kill her. That was funny.
I wish she would have.
And then all of a sudden she just
flopped. Yeah, me too.
Oh, God.
And the white dress. And what God's green earth can Sharon wear a white wedding gown all over again? Did she... they're really weird. I mean, eggshell, that it has to be white, you know, this virginal Sharon getting married, you know?
And, you know, I thought, too, but I'm so sick of the Sharon and Nick flashbacks. They are driving me nuts.
Hi, partner.
Oh, you know what I was thinking today? I'm wondering if maybe after Nick and Sharon did a little split, after The Secret comes out, because we know it's coming out soon, I'm wondering if maybe Sharon turns to Joe Clark.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
Since he's sticking around. Oh, she goes back to Adam. I mean, Adam's coming back in November.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Adam. We know Adam will take her back in a heartbeat.
Oh, God, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean...
But I think Adam's going to be a little bit different, you know, besides being a different face. I think he's just going to be a little changed, and hopefully he won't be so gullible, and because we know he loves Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And that baby, that's just adorable.
But when she had the miscarriage, he had to leave poor Chelsea alone and go by Sharon. Sharon needed him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you got Chloe coming back, too. That's going to be interesting.
Oh, she's back? Really?
She's back.
She's coming back for the anniversary for Delia,
She hangs around.
Do you think she should come back pregnant or as single?
I think she should come back pregnant and just do up the town.
Because remember, she left with the, you know, a sample.
Yeah, she took it right with her. Yeah.
You know, I have a comment about Days of Our Life.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay, when is it? Is it last day, this week or next week?
This week.
Oh, no.
Well, that's
God,
what
you
I
know
read.
What?
I heard it was this week.
Yeah, so
I'm... 6th through the 10th? 6th through the 10th, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
this week.
I'm going to miss him. You know? I
what
am going to miss
him. Did he get shot? Did he shoot him?
No.
What?
Oops.
What are we doing?
Okay. But yeah, honey, we are really gonna have a talk tonight because remember we don't keep secrets from each other.
I heard they were supposed to shoot him.
Oh, shit.
But don't worry, it's not what you think. From what I've understood, and this is what I've been hearing, that he's supposed to be shot, but then it's like he's faking his death because Sammy leaves October 31st with the kids. So that's kind of coincidental. Think about it.
Are they going under your panel?
Everybody thinks it's Victor helping him because Victor,
Because of stuff at him.
Yeah, EJ is sort of like family because of the whole
mm-hmm.
Will and Sonny thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Victor's going to supposedly help EJ
kind
of get away with, like, a framed death or something.
Ah.
But we'll see.
You know what? I would love it if Victor was going to be in the mix of something. I love Victor. I'm sorry. Victor makes me laugh.
Oh, no, I like Victor.
I loved how Victor told Hope, it's okay, I understand that you're moving on. You know,
mm-hmm.
I want you guys to come over for dinner. I liked him over Caroline. Caroline's response made me so mad at her. I wanted to slap her.
She couldn't help
it. I mean,
very Catholic of her. They don't mind us getting divorces, really.
I know, but some Catholic people sue get divorced.
I did, and it was kind of a no-no. But that's just the way the character would be with her.
Well, I know, but it was like, you know, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I love Caroline, but I love it how Victor can talk her down now. Like,
mm-hmm,
calm down. When he comes back, he comes back, but, you know, we are not going to worry about it now. Oh, we have one more call.
Hmm.
716, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
How you doing? I'm calling
good.
From Buffalo, New York. And I'd like to discuss about saving Dallas.
Yes.
Tell us what you're feeling and,
Yeah, I was a kid, so I wasn't allowed to watch the original Dallas from 1978 to 91. And since they came back for a different generation, I like to keep it on air.
Well, yeah, that's what we are trying
good.
To do.
Check out partywolfblog.tumblr.com, and there's a petition you can sign to help keep on to save the show. And
I've been doing that about 10
other,
times.
Hmm?
I did that for 10 times.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, it's good that you're joining that campaign. It's good to have you.
Phone calls, emailing, even old-fashioned letters, right?
Do you have a favorite storyline that you liked of the new version of Dallas?
I like the version of Dallas. I'm surprised they came back. I'm surprised they're even alive. I liked back to Duffy.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda Gray. They came
mm-hmm.
back. And I'm sorry about JR, the one who played in JR, Larry Hangman.
Larry Hangman, yeah.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah, that was sad.
That's horrible.
Yeah. But the new generation, I like the one that plays in John Walsh.
Yeah,
and I have no idea
really
about
cool.
what happened to Christopher, his cousin.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the last season 3. when the car exploded that he was supposed to be in.
Oh, that was horrible.
But
yeah,
we never saw someone in the car when the car exploded.
Right, yeah.
Elena's pregnant. Who do you
exactly.
think about her?
You know what? I saw that coming, though. I saw that she was going to get pregnant with Nicholas for all the time she was with him. That's what she gets. Christopher warned her, remember? She wouldn't listen.
Sure
so I don't feel bad for her.
Exactly.
And remember,
you know,
remember Nicholas has a wife and kids, so Elena's nightmare is far from over.
Who do you think's the father, Danny?
I'm not sure.
Not sure?
No. I was wondering, John Walsh.
That would have been a good twist.
That would have been a really good twist.
Danny, do you like the villain of Nicholas, or would you keep him off if you were to bring Dallas back again?
Oh, yeah, I like Nicholas. Oh, Nicholas? Oh, no, hell no.
No, hell no.
It was bad news.
Exactly.
I got a question for you. If you could bring back anybody from Dallas that could be, you know, continue the excitement on the show, who would you bring back?
I can't remember his name is, but the guy that played in his son, JR's son. So I think is, I can't pronounce his first name, but his last name is like Marshall.
I
know you meant. Oh.
Yeah, John? I know.
Danny, were you ever a Pamela fan back in the day, or?
Well, I was only a kid, and my father wouldn't let me to watch it when it came on CBS on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But when I got older, I watched it until the end.
What did you think of her? Did you like her? Because kind of did
who?
It. Pam?
Oh, Pam, nah. I was more interested in JR and...
Drunk?
And on Linda
you
Gray.
You know what, you bestie? I like that. That's how you did that. Nah.
Thank you.
I couldn't stand Pam. She was annoying. Which of the women on the new version of Dallas do you like so far?
I was more... I like, the one that just came on, her name is, she plays as the grandmother, Judith Wright.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's a good actress.
She deserves an Emmy.
Definitely.
But I'm more focused on John Walsh.
Yeah, John Walsh is cool.
Christopher?
Yeah.
I hope he's okay. I hope that somebody else got in the car.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we won't know. And Danny, just remember to sign the Dallas fans position to say Dallas. You know, sign that because they are having a lot of signatures on that. So hopefully with that, someone will
listen. Yeah, and also, Danny, on my blog that I gave you for partywithblog.com, you can also go on there and sign another petition we got going on also to save us and to reach other networks. You know, the more people that sign these petitions, the stronger we get. So that's really good. It's good having more Dallas fans calling in.
Yeah,
I got a
Facebook account, so I've been doing that there.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I
I mean, don't be a stranger, Danny. It's Daytime After Dark, and we're usually air on Fridays. You know, you can just call in, you know, during the weekends as well. And we have another show called Whirly and Crawly Show, and we talk about other topics as well. You know,
yeah.
You're welcome to call in, you know, whenever you
right.
dance.
And Whirly, I know, Whirly and Crawly, so we'll be back for 18. And babe, we will be back on this show. The
you
Tuesday
said the 21st?
No, the 21st is for this show, and we are going to be interviewing Faith Roscoe from Zeno Hospital, Cynthia Person. And then on the 18th.
I also
like
that show, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the 18th. On Real and Call Day Show, we will be interviewing Sandra Elizabeth Steiner on the Real and Call Day Show.
Yeah,
we've
interviewed her before. She's a really sweet lady and wonderful,
yeah.
talented writer. So definitely come back for it. You don't want to miss it.
Yep, and no, babe, tonight, I thought if we ever want to do this too, so I have the perfect name for it.
You're bad. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. So cool everybody caught in. And we'll definitely do this again really soon. This was so much fun.
Oh,
nice to meet you, Danny.
Yeah,
no
nice
problem.
To meet you.
Thanks, Danny. And thanks, Maggie, for calling in. And
hey,
no problem.
Maggie.
Anytime.
Do me a favor, Maggie. Facebook
yep.
me your cell phone number for, you know, we can text and stuff.
Sure, that'd be great. Thank you.
I mean,
oh,
after,
yeah.
after.
Yeah, you can text. You can text me, too.
Okay, good. Thank
yeah.
you very much.
I mean, after the whole stalking thing, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It scared me. Okay, so, yeah, and any... daytime comments, anyone, to date, so which I haven't seen. I just want to say, let's don't drag this with Fiona and Nick forever. Let's hurry up and bring Sis on because I miss him, and Billy should not be at the hospital. Billy needs to be, like, in jail or something.
No, inside a shelter.
Yeah.
Tied up
yeah.
in her apartment or whatever, someplace. I mean, and Andy
okay,
is
well,
going to strangle her today. She always
exactly,
needs to call Billy.
I hate Billy. I'm not on Team Billy. Okay, everyone.
Take care, everybody.
Yep, okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.